just as whenever I have my pile of clippings in front of me, I tell you what I think is going on. I will say this much, though, before we go to the break, which is going to be upon us in a few moments or so. I had a very interesting conversation with Mark Glenn just a few minutes before I came on the air, and Mark told me that over the weekend he and Hashem Talawi did Hashem's program, Current Issues, the radio version, that is, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on Saturdays. And I understand they had a very interesting discussion about the Jewish community's Obama problem, because that Obama problem in the mind of the Jewish community here in the United States and in their adopted favorite state of Israel happens to be the Palestinian problem. We've known this for a long, long time, that although Barack Obama has given some speeches at AIPAC and said how wonderful Israel is, just as all politicians do that, ladies and gentlemen, we know that although Obama gave these speeches, we do know that he understands there is a problem over there in Palestine, and I would like to think that he considers that not just a Palestinian problem, but likewise an American problem and a world problem, because that's precisely what that problem is. We've heard a lot of attacks on Barack Obama in recent days because of his association with Reverend Wright. But as I think I correctly pointed out here, the real problem that the media has with Reverend Wright is not the fact that he's a black nationalist per se, but that he's an outspoken black nationalist who has dared to be critical of the Israeli lobby in this country, and he's also dared to challenge this Israeli lobby and its position vis-a-vis the issue, the problem of Palestine. So that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We've had black politicians in this country saying nasty things about whites for decades. Many of those black politicians have been touted as heroes, but in the last several weeks, folks, we had another black politician, or in this case, a black preacher with political ideas, make statements that seem to have gotten an undue amount of attention. And as I say, the reason why he got that attention, because he's a spiritual advisor to Barack Obama. And the people in power in this country don't like people who take positions that are critical of Israel. We know that's the story, ladies and gentlemen. We might not agree with everything Reverend
Since
Wright
1988.
Has.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid.
It's not an electric.
Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
Wildmpg.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. Wildmpg.com. Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here coming to you at republicbroadcasting.org. I just want to say up front here, folks, since I don't have my computer in front of me tonight, I don't have any of my scripts for any of the sponsors who sponsor this program and all the other good programming on this network. You know, each night we give a boost to one of our sponsors. Well, I don't have my script in front of me, folks. So I'm just here to tell you that you should support all of the sponsors in any way you can. Other programs on this network, they provide books, they provide videos, they provide alternative health products. I mean, you know, you name it, it goes on and on, but the point is these advertisers help keep this network going. And, you know, you need to help keep this network going too, folks. You know, if you have a few extra dollars floating around out there, it doesn't hurt to make a donation to Republic Broadcasting, and I would encourage you to do that. You have the information right there in front of you on the computer at republicbroadcasting.org. You can go on the network. You can see some of the, even the products that are available from Republic. So please, I encourage you to do that. Okay, well, before we went to the break, we were talking about the Fuhrer over Reverend Wright, the good friend and spiritual advisor to Barack Obama. And then I pointed out that several weeks ago, really months ago, when I first heard about Reverend Wright, I approached Willis Cardo, who, of course, is the founder of Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight newspaper, one of the primary forces, likewise, behind the establishment of American Free Press, and asked Willis what his opinion of Reverend Wright was, what his opinion was of the fact that Barack Obama belonged to this, for want of a better way of putting it, Afrocentric church. Now, bear in mind that over the years, Willis Cardo has been relentlessly attacked by the Jewish-controlled mass media in this country as a racist. Now, without saying he is or he isn't, because beauty or ugliness is in the eye of the beholder, just as racism is in the eye of the beholder, and even the use of the term racist is somewhat subjective, because there's a lot of people out there who might think that there are certain people who are racist who I don't think are racist. But in any case, Willis Cardo has been attacked as a racist. But what did Willis have to say about Reverend Wright and Barack Obama's membership in that church? Willis said, I think that's a good thing. Because Willis has always been an American nationalist who has believed that all people should strive for their own development. Whites should do it. Blacks should do it. American Indians should do it. Asian Americans should do it. And so he said it's a good thing. Willis thinks that it's a good thing that this issue of race has been brought to the fore in this presidential election by the frenzy over Obama's membership in this church. You know, I just finished reading this biography of Willis Cardo, which is available from American Free Press, a book written by an academic who doesn't necessarily like Willis's positions or those of the former Liberty Lobby. And in this book, he points out that back in the 1950s, Willis Cardo was working and working closely with black nationalist groups in this country. Now, what disturbs me is that there are so many people in this country today, people who are of generally informed opinion. I'm not talking about your average American. I'm talking about your hardcore political types who call themselves white separatists, white nationalists. These are the people who seem to be the most ardent critics of Reverend Wright, aside, of course, from the neoconservatives. The white nationalists in this country, the white separatists in this country, should be rallying behind Reverend Wright and saying, we may not agree with the entirety of his position. We may not like a lot of the things that he's saying, but we do like the fact that he's saying that black people need to stick together and look out for themselves. Now, I know that this statement that I've just made, expressing my own opinion, built upon a framework of talking about Willis Cardo, about what Willis Cardo had to say, I realize that my opinion, as stated, has just infuriated a hell of a lot of people out there. It's infuriated a hell of a lot of white nationalists and white separatists. It's probably infuriated some of the people out there who call themselves patriots and who often express nothing but contempt for white nationalists and white separatists. It may have offended some blacks. It may have offended, I've probably offended a lot of people out there, but I'm just telling you what I think. There are a lot of people who, for their own reasons, whether based on racial reasons or religious reasons, philosophical reasons, who may object to the idea of a black man or a black woman being elected president of the United States. And I'm here to tell you that there's nothing wrong with those people having those opinions. Now, I'm sure that just upset a lot of listeners out there who say that people shouldn't make decisions about our leadership based upon racial issues, that we should look at the world in, rose-colored glasses, such that we don't recognize or acknowledge the fact that we are all different. The fact that blacks are different from whites, who are different from Asians, who are different from American Indians, who are different from our Hispanic population. And if you go into the Hispanic population, I can tell you, folks, people from Mexico hate people from Cuba, who hate people from Venezuela, who hate people from Colombia, who hate people from Brazil, who hate people from Argentina, etc., etc., etc. Yes, we do have racial differences in this country. It is not a crime. It is not a sin to acknowledge that these differences are there. There's a lot of people who want to avoid the fact that these racial differences are there. And then when there is somebody who speaks candidly, like Reverend Wright, who doesn't play this game, who really, dare I hate to say it, who is not an Uncle Tom, and I know by saying that I've upset a lot of people out there, God, I'm upsetting a lot of people out there tonight. We should, as I say, be praising Reverend Wright. That doesn't necessarily mean that we should vote for Barack Obama. He is, after all, just another politician. And if you look at the people who are funding him, they're not some very pretty people. We have the Crown family from Chicago. The Crown family from Chicago have been long connected to the crime syndicate. Crown family of Chicago billionaires are among the people who controlled General Dynamics, one of the major arms manufacturers. The Crown family of Chicago have bankrolled Israel's nuclear weapons program, which I've described as a danger to the world in my new book, The Golem. So there again, right there, we have people backing Barack Obama who are rather seedy people. But I'm here to tell you that if I had a choice of Reverend Wright advising Barack Obama in the White House or Lester Crown advising Barack Obama in the White House, folks, yes, I'm here to tell you, I would rather have Reverend Wright advising Barack Obama. I probably upset a lot of people with that. Boy, I'll bet you RBN is going to be flooded. Flooded with demands that I be forced off the air. But, folks, I'm not here to try to sound like ABC and CBS and NBC. I'm here to try to put some veneer of common sense. I'm here to try to make you think and try to make you think out of the box and to forget all these preconceptions that we have about race and this concept of quote-unquote racism. These preconceptions which have been, in fact, imposed upon us by the Jewish-controlled mass media in America. And I probably just upset some people out there by referring to the Jewish-controlled mass media in America. But, folks, it is Jewish-controlled. I know some people like to call it the corporate media. That's a nice, safe way of putting it. And there's nothing wrong with calling it corporate-controlled media because corporations do control the media. But, folks, I ask you, who controls those corporations? Who are the people who, if they don't have direct control of the media, use their influence to dictate what can and cannot be said in the media? The American Jewish Committee, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, you name it. We're going to a break, folks. Time to call in, 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about it.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. I am not coming to you from Washington, D.C. tonight, but I am, of course, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm not at my computer, so I may be a little bit off on the timing for the commercial break, so you will forgive me for that. I don't have my fancy atomic clock that tells me when the breaks are coming up, and I don't have my computer to tell me when I have callers coming aboard, so you're just going to have to bear with me. In any case, I hope you all had a very nice Easter weekend. Mine has been very quiet, but also I accomplished quite a bit, actually working on a new book that I've been thinking about writing for a long, long time. And over the weekend, I made a giant dent in that project. And I'm really have to say I'm pleased with myself. Yeah, got to give credit where credit is due. In any case, obviously, there's a lot to talk about. I don't have my usual pile of clippings in front of me, so I'm going to be relying on you tonight to tell me what's going on or what you think is going on, just as whenever I have my pile of clippings in front of me, I tell you what I think is going on. I will say this much, though, before we go to the break, which is going to be upon us in a few moments or so. I had a very interesting conversation with Mark Glenn just a few minutes before I came on the air, and Mark told me that over the weekend he and Hashem Talawi did Hashem's program, Current Issues, the radio version, that is, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on Saturdays. And I understand they had a very interesting discussion about the Jewish community's Obama problem. Because that Obama problem in the mind of the Jewish community here in the United States and in their adopted favorite state of Israel happens to be the Palestinian problem. We've known this for a long, long time, that although Barack Obama has given some speeches at AIPAC and said how wonderful Israel is, just as all politicians do. All politicians do that, ladies and gentlemen. We know that although Obama gave these speeches, we do know that he understands there is a problem over there in Palestine. And I would like to think that he considers that not just a Palestinian problem, but likewise an American problem and a world problem, because that's precisely what that problem is. We've heard a lot of attacks on Barack Obama in recent days because of his association with Reverend Wright. But as I think I correctly pointed out here, the real problem that the media has with Reverend Wright is not the fact that he's a black nationalist per se, but that he's an outspoken black nationalist who has dared to be critical of the Israeli lobby in this country, and he's also dared to challenge this Israeli lobby and its position vis-a-vis the issue, the problem of Palestine. So that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We've had black politicians in this country saying nasty things about whites for decades. Many of those black politicians have been touted as heroes. But in the last several weeks, folks, we had another black politician, or in this case, a black preacher with political ideas, make statements that seem to have gotten an undue amount of attention. As I say, the reason why he got that attention, because he's a spiritual advisor to Barack Obama. And the people in power in this country don't like people who take positions that are critical of Israel. We know that's the story, ladies and gentlemen. We might... We do have a couple callers from Chicago.
Mike.
Stay on here with me if you can, Mark.
Okay, sure.
All right, let's go to Steve calling from Chicago.
Yes, I'm calling about an article in Chicago Sun-Times. It's about Tony Resco. It's entitled, Suit Says Resco and a Doctor Stole Man's Mansion. And a complainant is the son of an Islam founder, Elijah Muhammad. And he's suing Resco and this other person. And he replies, Resco says, at the time, Resco called the allegation baseless that I was swindled out of a suicide mansion.
Steve, we have that music coming up here. You hang on for the break, if you would.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to the break here. Again, forgive me, I don't have my computer in front of me, so I don't know when those breaks are coming up. Stay tuned. We have Steve from Chicago aboard. And Mark Glenn.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid.
It's not an electric.
Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you here on republicbroadcasting.org. We have Steve from Chicago. He was just to tell us about an article, I guess, in the Chicago Tribune regarding Barack Obama's Syrian-American pal, Tony Retzko, who's under fire for some of his corrupt activities. And inevitably, of course, I think this is going to hit Barack Obama pretty hard. Steve, go ahead.
So anyways, this is the son of Elijah Muhammad,
Jabir okay.
Muhammad. He's a former friend and close business associate. He's suing Retzko because he says Retzko embezzled or swindled him out of his mansion and seven other properties. At the time, Retzko called the allegations baseless and extremely hurtful. Now, that's a quotation. As I have given Muhammad and his family.
Further into circles that are not really considered appropriate by our Jewish masters in this country. I'm surprised that Obama got as far as he did before they started bringing this stuff out, but of course, then again, that might have all been part of the game plan anyway. That's just my speculation.
Then in a second article about Retzko and Muhammad, it says Muhammad's company, Crucial Incorporated, came under scrutiny in 2005 when Chicago officials alleged that it was a front for a firm run by Retzko. The company had been certified as a minority-owned company since 1998 and held an agreement to operate Panda Express restaurants at O'Hare International Airport. It says Muhammad, who was black, was listed as the company's president, but officials alleged Retzko, who was white, was using Crucial as a minority front. So right then and there, you know, this guy is supposed to be a big Christian, and I'm talking about Retzko. You know, you gotta start wondering about his Christianity. That's all I gotta say.
Well, you know, I think what it comes right down to is the fact that that Retzko, he is an Arab American. It's just one of these things they're gonna throw on Barack Obama like a wet blanket. And I'm not saying that it's wrong to do it, because it appears that Retzko is a real operator at the very least. I don't know if he's I guess he's never been convicted of any crimes. He's certainly been charged with them. But these are the kind of things that we're going to be hearing more and more about in the national media. And so, as I say, I think this is just going to make it all the more interesting. Steve, did you have any other comments?
Oh, that's it. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thanks, Steve. All right. We have another caller, I think, from Chicago. It's Mike. Mike, are you there?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
How you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while. What's up?
Yeah. Well, first about this Resco thing, Obama. You know, I am from Chicago, and if this is the worst connection that Obama's got in, you know, in terms of corruption with this guy Resco, he's pretty clean in my book.
Yeah, I see. You know, actually, I see your point. Yeah, you know, this is another thing. Yeah, this is another thing that has to be considered because, you know, as I said at the outset here, Barack Obama is a politician, first and foremost. I mean, this guy's the guy is running for president, and he's running from Chicago, which, of course, as we know, is not exactly it's not exactly one of the cleanest cities politically in America. I mean, the name Chicago has always been, and this is no insult to the people of Chicago, Chicago has always resonated alongside the terms of crime and corruption. So I think you're right. If this is the worst that they can get on Barack Obama, the fact that he's had some friendly dealings with somebody whose other dealings, and perhaps even some of those with Obama, have not exactly been above board, you can say that just about any politician in America, including John McCain.
Right. And with the three candidates left between him, Hillary, and McCain, he is probably the least pro-Israel, despite his rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I supported him, and then when I found out, you know, a month after he announced his candidacy, he went straight to AIPAC and gave a supportive speech of Israel. And that, you know, angered me for about 10 minutes, and then I realized, hey, you cannot become president unless you do this. I mean,
yeah, you see, this is the whole point. I mean, I remember months and months ago. Now, I haven't endorsed Obama. I don't know that I ever will endorse Obama, but I'll tell you, the more the mass media in America attacks him, it makes it more likely that I would endorse him. But I remember when I started saying that maybe Obama wasn't so bad insofar as the issue of Israel was concerned, people were saying to me, oh, no, wait a minute, no, he spoke before AIPAC. But, you know, what politicians don't? There's only a handful of politicians in this country who haven't publicly crawled on their knees before AIPAC. You know what I mean? Those are the ones that really don't have to because they are, you know, they happen to be in districts where there aren't that many Jews or, you know, for a variety of reasons. But for the most part, any serious politician in this country seeking a national office almost, quote-unquote, has to do it. Now, when I say they almost have to do it, I'm not saying that I recommend that they do it. I'm just saying that it's commonplace that they do it, and it's pathetic that they do it. But, you know, I'll tell you, what is going to happen, I think, ultimately in this country is that there are going to be politicians like Barack Obama, maybe Barack Obama himself, who, under fire from these groups, one of these politicians finally one day is going to stand up and really seriously challenge them. We had a few in the past, and they got their heads cut off, and there were guys right out of Illinois. Adlai Stevenson, the son of the famous Adlai Stevenson, U.S. Senator Adlai Stevenson. It was former Senator Adlai Stevenson, the son of former Governor Adlai Stevenson. We had Senator Charles Percy. We had Congressman Paul Finley, three guys from Illinois. So you know, it's, as I say, things are all not so cut and dried. Mark Glenn, do you have a comment?
No, other than to agree with what you said, as soon as I read this thing, where basically you can hear the panic in the voice of the author of this piece, and really panic within the collective Jewish voice, now that they have figured out that Obama is secretly not as much in their camp as they thought he was. Eventually, I think that there is an inevitability to this, Mike, as you said. Eventually, these politicians, they are going to play the game. They are going to get themselves into positions where they get elected. And then when they do, they are going to turn the tables on their masters, just as Putin did.
Yeah, I think it's a safe bet that there's probably somebody out there in the House of Representatives right now, or somebody sitting in the United States Senate, or some governor, or maybe somebody who hasn't even been elected to any office yet, who is saying, well, I'm going to play it smart. I'm going to be president of the United States. I'm going to spend the next 20 years saying how much I love Israel, how much I love to speak before AIPAC. That person's going to go to the Wailing Wall and cry just like John McCain did. And then when that person gets elected president, he's going to turn the tables. And you know what? I have to express my sympathies for the Zionists and their supporters when that finally happens, because it's going to be it's been a long time coming. Mike, did you have anything else to say before we move on?
Yeah, I just want to say hi to Mark, and also I agree. I think the Israeli lobby knows they can't trust Obama on Israel, and I think one of the main reasons is the historically the black community has always been suspicious of Israel because they can sympathize with colonial powers oppressing them. So, he might be liberal on some things, but I hope he becomes president.
Yeah, if I had a choice right now between Barack Obama and John McCain and I had to vote, I'm here to tell you, I wouldn't vote for John McCain. That's a slip of the tongue. That's not a Freudian slip. I'd vote for Barack Obama. All right,
thanks,
Mike, thanks for your call. Now we're going south to Texas, where the deer and the antelope roam. We have Jim.
Well, I don't know if the deer and the antelope are playing, so to speak, but Mike, you did manage to piss off just about everybody in your listening audience tonight with your opening diatribe, including Jim from Texas.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, no, it shouldn't, but and it's a good thing you got Mark on here tonight, because I'm going to go back to your Jewish psychiatrist in your obituary you read at least twice on the air on different occasions, who stated that anti-Semitism stemmed from poor potty training, okay? If that is the case, which I believe it's true, then you and Mark Glenn, if either one of you had a colostomy bag, it would be an upgrade.
Jim, listen, let me for the benefit of the listeners who did not hear that item that you're referring to, let me just assure the audience here that Jim is not being satirical. Jim is often satirical. In fact, a very famous Jewish psychiatrist died about a year ago, and the New York Times carried an obituary saying that this Jewish psychiatrist, who was just absolutely one of the best psychiatrists ever on the face of the planet, had written a book on the subject of anti-Semitism, and this Jewish psychiatrist had determined through his psychiatric studies that people who had poor potty training in their childhood were inclined to become anti-Semitic. So, ladies and gentlemen, Jim is not joking. This is serious. This appeared in the pages of the New York Times.
Mike, it's not only serious, but you and Mark are living proof of his statement, okay? You're both well-known anti-Semitics, which I suspect I might be, but I don't think so, because I try and be truthful regardless. But you are both well-known anti-Semitic.
But I want to tell you something. Mark has a far better chance of putting a stop to the rise of anti-Semitism in this country than I do, because Mark has 8 children. And if he has been training those children correctly, we can be assured that they will not grow up to become anti-Semites.
Either that or he's got a hell of a diaper bill. One or the other. I don't know which. But anyhow, Mike, you said you're on the road tonight, but you didn't say where you were, or at least I didn't hear where you
actually,
were.
Actually, I
don't care where you are, but
I'm in Tel Aviv.
No, you're not in Tel Aviv, but I think you're at a roast for Abraham Foxman in New York City.
I'll tell you what, Jim. If I were at a roast, and Abraham Foxman would be there, he would be on the spit, and I would be turning it.
You couldn't even talk long enough. You'd be off changing your diapers. Hello. I don't hear him laughing because
actually, I heard a strange grunt coming from Mark.
Well, a strange grunt could mean the worst. Hey, you're talking to Jim from Texas, so I don't know what to tell you. Mark, hey, good to hear from you. I'd like your comments on this.
Mark, go ahead.
Well, I was thinking how I was going to put this delicately, since this is a family hour, okay, going back to this issue of Barack Obama and our bought and paid for Congress. But unfortunately, there's no genteel way to put it other than to say this. Nobody likes being the bitch. Now, you know what that phrase means, being the bitch. That means you get pushed around, you get abused, and all of these politicians today who go in front of AIPAC and they get up there and they smile and they talk about how much they love the Jewish state and how much they are going to stand by the Jewish state. You know, it's like I use this as an example. When I used to teach, I used this as an example. My grandparents had a farm out in the country, and they had a bunch of dogs. But there was one dog that they had that was meaner than all the others, and her name was Zora. This big German shepherd, and she bullied all of the other dogs, and there were probably about 20 of them on the farm. And whenever a new dog would come around, you know, or a new pup would be born, the first thing Zora would do is she would take that dog, and she would just rip it to pieces to the brink of death, and then everybody knew where the pecking order was. Well, one day when I was young, we were leaving the farm, driving out, and as my mom was driving down the driveway, Zora, one of the things she liked to do, she also liked to intimidate the cars, and she would bite at the wheels as you were driving down the driveway. Well, one time she got too close, and the front bumper caught her on the head, and it knocked her out temporarily. And when this happened, all of the dogs on the property, when they saw Zora laying there and she was unconscious, it was like something out of a Stephen King movie. They all swooped in from all four directions, and they ripped her to pieces.
That is absolutely amazing. Well, you see, there is a moral. There is a real serious moral to that story. And that's what's going to happen to the big bully.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen to the big bully. And, you know, like I say, I almost feel sorry for the big bully. But, you know, the late Paquita de Shishmaref, best known as L. Fry, the author of the book Waters Flowing Eastward, she told my friend Tony Blizzard, who was her protege, she said the Jews have no sense of timing and they have no sense of proportion. And what we're seeing in this country today is this audacity, as in the title of Barack Obama's book, Audacity of Hope. We are seeing so much audacity, we are seeing so much chutzpah, to coin a phrase, on the part of the organized Jewish community, and there's no pretense about it anymore. They are big, and they are bold, and they are bullies. But, you know, you can even turn to the Holy Bible, and you can hear the story of David and Goliath.
Mike, one more thing, perhaps.
Go ahead, Jim.
That Mark's story, I think he's gone over the Abraham Foxman side, because his story, poignant as it is, featured a German shepherd. Now, Elie Wiesel could have told this story. Why couldn't he have had a schnauzer or maybe a pit bull? Okay, this is straight out of Abraham Foxman, the evil German shepherd.
I think you're absolutely right. I think this is going to be firm proof for Eric Huffschmidt that Mark Glenn is a Semitic Zionist propagandist.
He's a Zionist agent?
He said it was a German shepherd. I'll bet you it was actually a collie, Jim.
No, it was a German shepherd, and this story is poignant to a fault because Mark is a Zionist agent from the word go, and he did have proper potty training. Okay?
All right,
I'll
Jim.
Let you guys go because I've bugged all your time, okay?
Good talking to you, Jim. We're going to a break, ladies and gentlemen. I think we can bring up one more caller.
Ha, ha, ha.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, heartdrop.com, another one of our good sponsors here. Okay, folks, tomorrow night, it's quite possible I will not be with you. All things being equal, I am finally going to visit one of the few places on this entire planet that I've ever wanted to visit, just by accident. So, I will be there, hopefully. God willing. But in the meantime, we have a couple minutes here. Do we have another caller we can bring up for a minute or two? Yeah, bring Brian up from Pennsylvania. Brian. Brian, are you there?
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hey, Brian. We just got a couple minutes, but I wanted to try to squeeze you in.
Well, I will express no sympathy when they march those criminals out of office.
Well, actually, you know, when it comes right down to it, I probably won't either myself.
I know you won't.
I'm just trying to be nice and politically correct. Cause
I know.
I'm a nice guy.
You're one of those free-thinking thought criminals. That... hey, Mike, since I don't know how much time we left, I do want to get this in.
Go ahead.
Do you know what Goodwin's Law is? Goodwin's Law.
I think I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is off the top of my head. Go ahead.
Can I tell you?
Please.
Goodwin's Law states that as an argument grows longer, the probability of a Nazi analogy being made approaches one.
You know, that's so true.
You haven't lost me as a listener because, if whites are nationalistic, how can they not understand black nationalism.
That's right. It's very simple.
I know it's growing up as a kid. When I read the autobiography of Malcolm X, I saw a lot in that book, and I still think that's one of the most influential books I've ever read.
You know, I want to read that book. I've never read it.
It's a tremendous book, and, you know, it's no different than the way you and I think.
Exactly. It's just, I don't even want to say it's a mirror image or even a reverse image. You might describe it that way, but I think a lot of people should read that book. As I say, I want to read it myself.
And on this Obama thing, I still think they're playing him. I think they want him in the White House, and then they are really going to lower the boom on him. That's my opinion.
You know what? I would not write that possibility off, because look at what they did to Bill Clinton. I mean, they put Bill Clinton in the White House, but the entire time he was in the White House,
he was completely compromised.
Exactly.
And that's how it will be. If Obama gets in there, they will have him in such a, he'll be on pins and needles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, that's the thing we have to keep in mind, and I've been trying to pound away at this here in this network for the last couple of years, that is one of the tricks they play on the politicians and on the voters. They like to have somebody in the White House that they can pressure.
They will make him walk the tightrope.
See, this is absolutely, I tell you what, we're going to call that Brian's rule.
I expressed that a long time ago. I think, you know, they have so much potential ammunition that they could pull out on this guy. They could actually make him the scapegoat of
yeah,
something.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, I think we have a real possibility of that. And,
okay.
I think this race, no pun intended, is going to get more and more interesting.
You have the music going. Nice talking to you.
Oh, I'm glad you heard it. I did. All right. Good talking to you, Brian. Hey, Mark, thanks for calling in.
No problem, Mike. Get you.
All right, we'll see you here Wednesday night, folks. Thanks for listening in. Talk to you later. Stay tuned for more good programming here on Republic.